Blog Talk Radio.
This is the American Sports History Podcast coming from Cleveland, Ohio, hosted by Peter Ray, a brother, a mentor, and a friend. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in Los Angeles, where it kind of looks like where our guest is living now, Bill Nort in Seattle. The rain has dumped out here, 11 inches of rain. That's enough for a weather man above my pay grade. So I'll leave it at that. 347-205-9631. Show goes quick and 30. Catch the archive while you're sitting around with marshmallows over a campfire on a kumbaya setting. Tell all your friends, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, produced by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, the threes, Peter. How are you? How can people get a hold of you and your sidekick? The guy that comes in here every 2 weeks and tears it up with you, and I'm just so blessed to produce it, my friend, as I turn it over to you and man the board.
Hi, Mark. I'm doing well. I have a YouTube channel. It's my name, Peter, J.REA. My email address is there. And you're absolutely right. Tonight's guest played Major League Baseball from 1971 to 1981 with the Chicago Cubs, Oakland A's, L.A. Dodgers, and San Francisco Giants. He won two World Series championships in 1973 and 74 with the Oakland A's, 395 career stolen bases, two-time American League stolen base leader 1974 and 1976, the first Oakland A designated hitter, won a title and a National League title in 1978 with the Dodgers, led the American League three times in total chances per game, twice in putouts, first in assists from the outfield on double plays. Welcome for the 17th time, Mr. Bill North.
Hey there, Peter.
Hey.
How's your life?
My life is fine. The starting center fielder and leadoff hitter for the coolest MLB team of all time of the Oakland A's from the early 1970s. Bill, you know, am I right? You're talking, you got some, looks like you're some, but you got some guests coming up you're hoping to get for your show, Bobby Gritch, Davey Lopes, Raleigh Fingers, Bill Russell, Ted Kubiak. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, amongst others, yeah.
Oh, and who are the others?
Well, I haven't decided. I've got to make a list. I found
okay.
My contact in the Alumni Association.
Okay.
And I can run them down now, just like a fly ball.
Well, it's really wonderful. I guess you have to put off Raleigh Fingers. Look, you've had a couple Hall of Famers already: Ferguson Jenkins, Billy Williams, and I'm surprised that Willie Horton and Steve Garvin aren't in the Hall of Fame. They ought to be in.
And Dusty Baker is. I count him in there now.
He'll get in as a manager, right? Okay.
Yeah. 50-some years of a career, that ought to get you in just for hanging around that crazy game for that long.
You've had 11 guests so far: Dusty Baker, Warren Brewster, Gene Tennis, Joe Rudy, Willie Horton, Deshaun Goldson, Steve Garvey, Ferguson Jenkins, Billy Williams, Herb Washington, and Dave Newhouse. Oh, I love the interview with Dave Newhouse. You know, the newspaper writers deserve a lot of credit for, you know, going back to the beginning of baseball, making baseball popular, and that certainly was how I followed the Indians back in the 70s. So it's good that you had a guy that you knew from the 70s.
Yeah, I love the print media. And you could put together, like Vince Scully used to say, when he would do a broadcast, he would start with broad strokes, and as he went on in the first inning, and as he went on, he'd get finer and finer down to the last dot in the ninth. Yeah, but they could show you a story with their words, and which is an art in itself.
Yeah, we've got your first 7 shows are on YouTube. Dusty Baker through Steve Garvey just went up tonight. I had an interesting comment from a guy I wanted to read to you here. Oh, hell, what happened to it? The guy was talking about how I'm going to have to find this later. Anyway, let's see here. Let's talk about let's continue our talk with the greatest MLB players from the 1970s. Greatest 1,000, number 64, Dave Winfield. What do you remember about Dave Winfield?
Got drafted in all three sports. One of the best athletes I've ever seen. 6'7" and long strides, and had a good arm and a swing, a big swing. He didn't get cheated at all. You can bet on that.
Yeah, big dude for sure. Dave Winfield.
A player, a real player, too. I'm talking about big guy.
Huge. He was really tall. Was he 6'6", 6'7"?
Mm-hmm. But he was such a good athlete,
right.
And could have played in any professional sport except maybe hockey.
Yeah, I remember watching games with Winfield come up to bat, and I thought, oh my gosh, look at this guy. How would you like to? I wouldn't want to be a pitcher facing Dave Winfield. Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And you could tell he was just up there with full of confidence about his hitting ability, ready to destroy the ball.
As big as he was, and you didn't want to get too close to him either, because he might come to the mound now. You didn't want that.
Yeah, I got a comment from a guy called Lancer on YouTube, and he was talking about how he would also rather hear you talk to guys like Ted Kubiak or Dick Green rather than Bryce Harper and Mike Trout. And he talks about how we were talking about Dick Allen and Bert Hooten and your memories about that. And he said that stuff is gold. He referred to that as gold. So there are other people who really, I think a lot of people really enjoy your memories from since you were there, and you played with these guys and or against them. And
it was a great deal to be able to play with and against those guys that when you were a kid you idolized, and then to be on the same field with them is what a great gift. And I thank the Lord every day for it, but it's the kind of thing, hey man, I was on the same field with Hank Aaron and Billy Williams and so on. And those were the greatest ball players to ever play the game too.
Yeah. Joey from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Raleigh Fingers is and was the best. When is he coming on? He was supposed to be tomorrow. Love the show. Peter, you're great along with Bill North every 2 weeks. So when do you think, well, you're hoping, you don't know. You're hoping,
yeah.
It's supposed to be tomorrow, yeah. But it'll sometime, hopefully.
Yeah, I think I asked him about next week. I'm waiting to hear back from him.
Okay.
But, you know, he wanted to do the show, but he had some, he was being honored by Milwaukee.
Okay.
Arizona, they were doing something out in Sun City. I think they're still out that way somewhere. Yeah.
Well, that's when I saw yesterday on Facebook that it was going to be tomorrow, and I thought, wow. And so, but anyway, you're getting him. He'll be on soon enough, and that's tremendous because Raleigh Fingers was with the handlebar mustache and that tremendous closer was an important part of the coolest MLB team of all time.
Pitched over 100 innings a year as a reliever.
Yeah, it was amazing. Game one of the 74 World Series, Alvin Dark brought him in the fifth, I think.
Mm-hmm. Sure, incredible. I had to shut it down. Hey, and yeah, too. Didn't Cactus come in that game, too?
Well, it was Holtzman started, I believe, and then, I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Bob from Tulare, California. Looks like Padres, Phillies for the pennant, Yankees, Astros for the American League. Any thoughts, Bill?
Yeah. Now that we decide who's going to win, all we got to do is play the game.
Denise from San Francisco, California. Keep it going, fellows. Love this show.
Thanks, Denise.
Kenny from Peoria, Arizona. Sad news for the Dodgers. Gavin Love lost for the season. I don't know Gavin Love.
I don't either.
No. Okay. Well, anyway, God bless him. Okay, another greatest. Go ahead.
Next man up.
Next man up. Okay, now continuing with the greatest players from the 70s, George Scott.
Boomer! Boomer could hit him high and long. He ran me into the wall one time, and it really hurt. And that's when I learned to put that in. As an outfielder, what you need to do, because I don't care how crooked you run, when you run into that wall, it's going to straighten your butt up. Now, and you just need to learn where it is. And you can run into it the same way if you put that picture in your mind of where it is. And I hadn't done that on this ball that he had hit. But he hit the same ball the next day, that weekend. And I ran into the wall the exact same way, but I caught this one. The other one kicked out the top of my glove. Yeah, but hey, man, Boomer could hit.
Yeah, I remember he go ahead.
Reggie Jackson does the best impression of George Scott anybody can ever do.
If you had talked with Reggie yet?
I haven't talked
on?
To him lately.
Okay. Still trying. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
He's a busy man.
Busy guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember George Scott. He had wore this necklace, and they said, "Oh, it's." Somebody said, "What about your necklace?" "Oh, those are second baseman's teeth."
They were puka shells. You remember puka shells?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd take out guys on.
I talked to Ryder Blue today, and he's having some health problems, but he's doing pretty good. But
oh. Any hope you can have him on?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
good. Oh, wonder. I'm glad he's doing better. I'm so sorry to hear he wasn't feeling well. God bless Vida Blue.
Great man. Great man.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah,
good
tremendous. Teammate. Yeah, another important guy of that coolest team of all time, for sure. Okay, another player from the 70s, Wilbur Wood.
I like Wilbur. He was a knuckleballer, and I got to bat right-handed against him. I was a better hitter right-handed. I think I might even have him in my one of my 20 home runs.
So how you handled his knuckleball fairly well?
Yeah, him and I handled left-handers. I hit 290 or something in my career against left-handers, but it was I came up as right-handed hitter. And then they made me switch in the big leagues. But Wilbur could throw two games, you know, with that knuckleball. He never miss a start. You can bet that. Mm-hmm.
Albert from Poway, the San Diego Padres are loaded for bear. Manny Machado got an extension.
So they did sign him, huh? Yeah, Manny was talking about getting ready. He was getting ready to go, wasn't he?
Don't know. Yeah, you're talking about talking to a guy stuck in history. Doesn't know what's going on today.
Well, I ain't there. I don't know. You know, sometimes the whole story isn't told. So, yeah. He's a good player, though.
Okay, another player from the 70s, John Candelaria.
Big dude, stretch out. You could smell his breath when he released the ball. He was so close to you. He had good stuff, and he had that out pitch, that slider, that back flip slider. And he's a competitor, too.
Another guy, Jim Kern.
Right-hander, Texas Rangers, right?
Well,
yeah.
Cleveland first, then Texas. Yeah.
Yeah,
he had more success with Texas, but.
Yeah, he can rush it up there. He's a real slim guy, but he had like a slingshot arm. He could get it up there real good. Yeah.
Mark Mancini said, "Love the Candyman. No hit the Dodgers in 76 on Monday Night Baseball."
He must have played for Pittsburgh. That's the only team Mark knows about.
Yeah, Candelaria. Another 70s player. Go ahead.
He was over there with the lumber company. They got him some runs. You can call that.
Yeah, that's right. Your only competition for coolest team of all time, the 79 Pirates. the lumber. Yeah, a lot of hitters.
Tell me about them after they win 3 in a row.
Okay. What's that? Oh, okay. That's right. Okay, another guy from the 70s, Don Gullett.
Yeah, Cincinnati. Yeah. I was in the other league most of the time against, and I didn't get to see him very much. But, you know, he threw a couple of big games in 75 and 76, you know, when he won.
Okay, another guy, Bob Watson.
He could hit. He was up there in the league leaders every year down there in Houston. He was down there with Joe Morgan for a while, and then Joe Morgan got out of there and went to Cincinnati. But good right-handed hitter, batted third, and just he's a competitor, too. Good man, too.
Yeah, he became a Yankees GM, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
Had to deal with George Steinbrenner. You never had to deal with Steinbrenner.
No, I didn't. I almost had to.
You dealt with Charlie Finley. That was enough.
Yeah. Charlie with Tesh's nerve.
Okay, another 70s player, Jeff Burrows.
Good hitter. Played down there with, you know, Fergie used to be my roommate in Chicago. And they played together down there in Texas. He used to hit them high, too, right center field, real high. Yeah, he had a good bat. He was feared.
Yeah, I was thinking George Scott's one of those guys that was feared, too. You've been talking about Dick Allen, George Scott, yeah, Burroughs. I wanted Cleveland to pick up Burroughs, but there was no way that we were going to get him.
I thought he was over there, didn't he?
No. He went to different teams after Texas, but not Cleveland. No, we didn't have him. Okay, another 70s player, Mark Littell.
Kansas City.
Yep.
I remember one time, it was after I had a little incident with Doug Bird, and we went back over to Kansas City where I was getting standing booze, and Mark Littell had the sense, the lack of sense, to hit Don Baylor.
Mm.
Baylor walked towards first base, cut him off from his dugout, and went to the mound, and he turned around and ran.
Don Baylor, yeah, nobody wants to see that. Littell give up the Chambliss home run that put the Yanks in the series in 76?
Yeah. Chris, yeah. he's a player, too. Good man. Nice man.
Chris Chambliss. Yeah. Okay, another 70s player, Al Raboski.
Yeah, he's in he was fancied himself as a mean guy and a tough guy, and he gets you out. You know,
he put on that show by getting himself psyched up behind the mound and
throw the ball.
What's that?
Throw the ball.
Throw the ball.
All those histrionics.
Yeah, the mad Hungarian. Well, he had the Fu Manchu mustache, so he had some mustache power like Raleigh Fingers, another relief pitcher with a mustache.
He was a force. He could, you know, he did a good job.
Throw the ball, yeah, like when you and Pete Rose had and you said do your job, and when instead of throwing the ball in and. Anyway, yeah, do your job and throw the ball. And like when Earl Weaver would have a tantrum, come on, we want to play ball. But Weaver wanted to put on a show.
And the cool part about it is the relationship with him and Jim Palmer was one to behold, yeah, because Palmer talked back to Earl. And when they get in an argument, Earl's neck would be crooked up because he was so short and Palmer was so tall. It looked like in the cartoons where the little dog is always bouncing around the big dog.
Yeah, those were a good pair facing off the tough manager and the ace pitcher who won't bow down. Another player from the 70s, Gene Garber.
Yeah. He was a sinker ball, change of speed. He did a good job. He wasn't my favorite person. You know, sometimes you have personalities that clash.
Right.
And I think ours did.
Okay, another guy, yeah. Roy White.
Good play. That's old school right there. Roy White, Yankee, a true Yankee, and you know, played back there with Yogi and Mickey early in his career, and Elston Howard was over there. Yeah, he was the left fielder. Yeah.
So he really bridged eras from the Mantle era to the Reggie era.
Sure. Yeah,
well, that's cool. Yeah, low key guy. No, he was the no drama guy in the midst of major drama.
In New York, where they got all of that press, and put on the show, Roy was quiet, kind of like Bernie Williams. You know, just quiet dude. What about the game and competed? And it kept running his mouth. He was doing something right.
Yeah, I liked Roy White. Yeah, and that. Yeah. Okay, another guy, Dave LaRoche.
He was a competitor. He was him and Sparky Lyle were like. LaRoche was in Cleveland.
He
could close out a game too. You know, he had a good career. You know.
He was one of my favorite players. I remember we had a game with the Yankees late in the game, bases loaded, no out. He struck out the side like Munson, Nettles, Chambliss, something like that, and it was incredible.
He had that kind of stuff.
Big crowd.
What were the two pitchers that swapped wise?
Mike Kekuchen and Fritz Peterson. When they were at the Yankees, they ended up both being in Cleveland later.
Yeah. that's where I remember him from. Yeah.
Fritz Peterson is still alive. I think he's in poor health. God bless Fritz Peterson. Okay, another guy, Clay Carroll, 70s player. Clay Carroll.
I never faced him. I really can't remember him too much. He was a right-handed pitcher. Who did he play for?
The Reds. He was a Reds closer.
Oh,
yeah, I think when you were with the Cubs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I wasn't playing very much when I was
right.
With the club. And what was this? Jack Bump? What was his name? The right-handed pitcher for them that was their ace over there?
With Jack Bellingham?
Jack Bellingham. Yeah. I remember facing over there in Cincinnati. I remember facing Seaver opening day, and I got a hit and stole a couple of bases, and he no-hit the rest of the game.
Seaver.
Yeah. And
with the Reds.
It was raining and sleeting. All, it was a really nasty day, but I don't know how I got off with him, but he was a great pitcher.
All right, a comment. Dennis Eckersley and Rick Manning had a problem in Cleveland. Eckersley traded to Boston. It's from Michael from Youngstown, Ohio. Dennis Eckersley and Rick Manning.
Yeah. Rick was a hell of a center fielder. Eckersley was kind of brash, and everybody didn't like the way he acted when he first came up.
Okay. Did you and Rick Manning compare notes on playing center?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a real center fielder.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Great
yeah.
center fielders back in that day.
Yeah.
You know, you had Paul Blair and Omar Moreno and Rick Manning and, center fielders all over the place. Yeah. Ron LaFleur and
okay, another yeah, it's talking about center fielders. Amos Otis. What do you remember about Amos Otis?
AO. He kept a lot of commotion going after me and Reggie had our little set tape and they set up some pictures of George Foreman and
Muhammad Ali.
Joe Frazier.
Okay.
And that was right when we went into Kansas City after that thing between Reggie and I. They had put Joe Frazier's picture with George Foreman standing over him in Reggie's locker.
Okay. We have a lot of area codes listening, 617-707-858, 412-440-562, and 914. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Another guy from the 70s, Gary Lavelle. Any memories of Gary Lavelle?
He was my teammate.
Oh.
He was my teammate with San Francisco.
Okay.
Good left-handed pitcher. He was a reliever, and he threw the ball well. And those days, some of them guys from the bullpen in San Francisco, we called them the arson squad because they, when there was a fire out there, they'd come in and throw more gas on them.
Our guest has been Mr. Bill North, the coolest or the leadoff hitter and center fielder for the coolest MLB team of all time, the Oakland A's from the early 1970s. The time is gone. Bill, do you have any final comments for our audience tonight?
Peter, we go by so quick. It seems like we just started. But comments for the stay out of trouble and keep your back to the wind.
It's been wonderful. Don't take any wooden nickels. Well, it's been wonderful again having you on the show, and I'm looking forward to, we'll have Bill North back in 2 weeks. It's wonderful. What a blessing and a gift to having the amazing Bill North on the show. And Bill's show with these guys coming up, lots to look forward to. Bobby Gritch, Davey Lopes, Raleigh Fingers, Bill Russell, Ted Kubiak, maybe Reggie Jackson, who else? Anyway, I want to thank you and encourage you with that, Bill, that what you're doing is just amazing and wonderful. And we all, us old guys, all guys and gals love your talking to these guys from your era.
I appreciate that, Peter, and you've helped me a lot. And it's I'm having fun with it.
Yeah, it's you played the game, and now today we got to keep the game alive from the 70s, that era, because that's what's important to older, older fans. And it's just wonderful talking to these guys while they're alive, because dead men tell no tales.
It was when baseball was baseball.
You're bringing baseball cards to life.
Yeah, not sabermetrics.
Right. Well, the time's gone. Next week we're going to have Matthew DiBiase and talk about his book on NFL coaches, talk about Andy Reid and Kansas City Chiefs. They just won the Super Bowl. And Tony Dungy and the Indianapolis Colts. Dear listener, may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Good night, everybody. Thanks so much again, Mr. Bill North.
Thank you, Peter.
Wonderful.